Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Born to Talk radio show. I'm your host, Marcia Witeka. Conversations plus connections equals community. Those are my three C's. The heart of my show is, what's your story? It's my belief we all have stories. Some are similar, others are uniquely different. Storytelling brings the passions of my guests to life through our conversations. So be prepared to be entertained, informed, and inspired. Welcome to today's show.
Well, happy Monday, everybody, and welcome to today's broadcast of the Born to Talk radio show. And I must tell you, today is a first. And we all have firsts, I guess, in life. And my first today is because my guest has not called in yet. Dr. Azar is supposed to join me today on the show, and I don't know if he's been called away for an emergency. I haven't heard from him. So I'm going to start talking, and hopefully he will join me soon, and we will be able to share all the great stories about what he does at the Genesis Medical Center. So let me tell you a little bit about me then right now while we're waiting. I am a Toastmaster, and one of the things that we learn in Toastmaster is how to talk extemporaneously. And I'm going to do that today because I have no choice. Let's talk a little bit about me. Maybe I could share some of my journey with you as far as how long I've been doing my radio show and why I even do this. People often ask, you know, why do you do this? And I must tell you, I have a passion for this. I'm so interested in people, and I always have been very interested in people. I ask a lot of questions because I'm genuinely interested in what people have to say and what they do in their lives. I'm a little bit stunned by the fact that I don't have a guest, and I'm going to just move forward for a little bit, and if it turns out that he is unable to join us, I may just go ahead and, you know, terminate the show today and look forward to doing it on another time when he is available for me. But I think what I'll do is I think I will go ahead and cancel my show for today, even though that makes me sad. And it's funny because I have never had this experience. And in April, I will be actually doing my very fourth year anniversary show. And it's exciting. People are very exciting. And for whatever reason, Dr. Azar has been unable to call in today. And I will reschedule him because what they're doing at this Genesis Medical Center is so fascinating. They do all kinds of things in stem cell research and this PRP, which is a platelet replacement. They treat people for pain and addiction. They have an implant that people can use that can help addiction. And I really do think his story is very important to share. And I'm just sorry that was unable to happen today. And rather than just me rambling on about life in general, I think I will say goodbye. I want to thank you for supporting me. And I might also just throw this out there right now. There are so many ways that you can follow me. So let me just do a little bit about that right now. You know, I have the BornToTalkRadioShow.com. That's my website. And beyond that, I'm heard on a lot of different platforms. If you have an iPhone, you can simply go to the podcast icon, type in Born to Talk Radio Show, and subscribe. If you have an Android, you can just go to Google Play and do the same thing. Go to your podcast, type in Born to Talk Radio Show. I'm also heard on Stitcher. I'm also heard on TuneIn. And obviously, I'm heard on Blog Talk Radio, which is where I've been broadcasting now. It will be 1 year on the 1st of March. So, I guess I will just say goodbye for now. Thank you for your constant support. And I'll look forward to my show next week. And let me tell you about next week's show while I still have airtime here. And that's with my guest. His name is Jeremy Pollack. He is the founder and conflict resolution consultant for Pollack Peace Building Systems. And his mission is unity and respect. And his aim is to help individuals and groups not only value and express their own unique truths, but also respect other parties' distinct qualities and identities. Through this respect comes greater communication, collaboration, and unification. And I'm sure this will be a very interesting show about how to get along and build peace within ourselves and with others. So with that in mind, everybody have a great week. I'm going to go out and have a great week myself, and I'll look forward to having you joining me next week on the Born to Talk radio show. Thanks again so much for joining me today. And with that, I will just play my little outgoing music and say bye-bye.